Good evening and welcome into Kansas City High School, where you're listening to High School Sports on Cruise 102.1. Glad you could join us tonight on this night. Mary Lee Shack and Too Short. I look forward to bringing you this rivalry game between the Elk-Dissidia Bayport Lakers and the Kansas City Redhawks. When we originally set this building up, Kansas City was on a roll and was in contention to win the possibly win the Greater Thumb Wild Wild West, but as of tonight, they're out of contention and they're looking to just put an old-fashioned whoop on the Lakers, and Lakers is looking to revenge a loss from earlier in the year at home, where Lakers was in the game all the way until like the last 2 or 3 minutes. Mary Lee.
Yeah, I just talked to Kansas City coach, and he kind of enlightened me to having a rough week last week, and he said we just need to rebound, come back with some intensity. So we're, you know, they're really getting ready for our district, and I think both teams agree that, you know, those are some things that they need to work on now. Pretty much the league is gone, and it's the next season that everybody's getting ready for.
You know, and it's a sad thing because they were coming into it, and Kansas City looked really good. Both the boys and the girls looked like they were going to be contenders this year. And they went into a tough game back on the 18th at Base of the All Saints, where they lost 50-47 here at home. But they were actually down 10-0 in the first quarter. And they come back to, they had some big shots. They come back to tie it up 34-34. Playing into the fourth quarter, and then from there, basically All Saints won on a tear. And it wasn't Drew Janer that did it to him. It was Subject. Subject stepped up, and he wasn't feeling good that day. He had missed practice. He went on a tear that night for them and actually was the one that beat Kansas City. But Kansas City got a statement to make here right now. They're going to send a message. They drew the other goal card for the first round of the district. And with this new protocol that they have, that game is going to be here, and we'll be bringing, we're not sure which game we're going to be bringing you, but we think it's going to be the Kansas City Ugly game here at Kansas City. We're not sure yet on the boys. But that's a statement, though, because you know what? They almost beat Ugly way back in December, and they came out and had a lot to prove. But I think they want to send a message tonight to the Lakers and say, look, we're here, our gym, we're going to win this ball game. The last time they met Mary Lee, it was the game of the week. Brett Rayner was there with me. And they had a new guy up on Lakers, and his name was Zuman. Zuman. And that freshman made a statement. He did a good job covering Dunnick, and Morgan Ola, he pretty much took Ola right out of the game that night for him. Dunnick come back and had, I believe, double digits for him. But it wasn't Zuman. Zuman had 16 points. Broker had 13 that night. Warwick had his 6. Cameron ended up with 22. Justin Kidder had 14. Corey Irvin had 12 points. Bonnie 6. But it looks better than it really was. This game was closer than the final score indicated there, 59-48, which it always is when you get to the last
right. And it is, yeah, it's really deceiving because a game can only be 2 or 3 points, and all of a sudden you have a number of fouls and free throws, and now it's not.
And we found out this morning at the game of the week with Brett and I that we had last week. Nothing ENT really at that point other than USA had to keep winning to stay in, and they did manage to come from behind and win. I tell you what, this Lakers team did everything in their power. They lost this game that they lost to USA 45-44. They lost that game. They led the whole game. They lost 38-18 at the half, and they lost the lead. And there were some critical errors at the end, and some were coaching, some were mental. But I don't think you're going to see that happen again the rest of the way. It was a good learning experience for Coach Majewski and his team. And
right.
As you know, Coach Majewski comes from the CPS area, so that's where those boys are at. He's used to winning, and he's got this team in shape. And they're going to make a statement.
Yeah.
That's what they did to Howard Beach the other night.
And you got to remember, when you have a first-year coach, even if it's a seasoned veteran coach, first year, they're learning on an entire new system, and it's not easy to do. And the kids have to adjust. They better be sponges because they got a lot to learn. And he's still teaching. I just talked to him. He's had some issues with some of his players, and he's setting the tone. He wants to have a program that's probably going to be the best in the area because that's what he's striving for. And he has rules, and they're going to stick to the rules.
And, you know, he's got some seniors that come in here with some experience. One of those that happened to be a senior attendant is Tim Warwick, Chase Bolter, Jordy Lawrence. Those guys, you know, they're on the team coached by McCullen, and he's tough team. They had it for 3 years. They were brought up on their sophomore years. And they know how to play, and they know how to win, and they don't give up.
Right.
So, and then you look over on the Kansas City side, they may be 4-4 now and 8-8 overall. They are not a .500 team by all means. They play in a tough
conference here in the Greater Sun West. And I think it's going to be a great ball game tonight. I think both teams, this time of year, you know, everybody is looking to the postseason. So maybe they do a little bit of tweaking in different things, but there are not a lot of changes that you're going to make at this point of the year. But you want to emphasize those things that you have that are your strengths, and you want to try to hide your weaknesses.
Right. Kansas City and Bonnet met up on the boys' side in the first night. And then Alcantara-Bayport Lakers drew ugly. So, you know, Kansas City advantage-wise, you can't even say that's going to be an easy win over Zodiac. So they definitely want to work on some things here tonight. We'd like to thank our sponsors for broadcasting tonight's game. Mary Lee, I think you got a list of those sponsors for us tonight.
I do. Tonight's game is broadcast. It's brought to you by from National Bank of Pigeon, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, from Cellular, the top of the thumb, Fuller Propane, North Star Bank, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe. I'm thinking it's Harjo's,
Franklin, yep.
Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Palm area. Farm Bureau Insurance, the Case Beyond, located in Harbor Beach and Upland, and Pigeon IGA.
And we're going to hear from some of those fine sponsors. And again, we'd like to thank them, and we'd like to remind you, shop at home first, take care of the locals, and then go to the big city if you can't find it. But I'm sure any of the local people will tell you, you know, Mary Lee, you're up in Fort Hope, small community. Oh, they're always willing to help us out and do whatever they can there. But we want you to definitely take care of our sponsors when you can, and we appreciate it. And we're going to hear from some of them right now.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
As farmers, it sure has been interesting riding the waves in the commodity markets the last few years. Marketing gurus from all over have been wrong as often as they've been right. I'm Jim McQueen, an ag lender at Thumb National Bank, and we have seen the volatility in the commodities along with the inputs and land costs. We know what you're going through, looking for the right seed and chemical program. Do you hedge? Do you forward contract? Do you use options, or do you just put it in a bin and seal it up? We don't have the answers. Heck, nobody does. But at Thumb National Bank, you can bet we will listen and understand the questions. We may offer an opinion when pressed, but we also realize that it's your livelihood involved, and decisions are ultimately yours. If you want an experienced ag lender who can be an asset for your operation rather than a liability, feel free to give us a call. We know farming. Better yet, we know farmers. The details are up to you. We're here to help you with your financing needs. Give us a call in Pigeon at 989-453-3113 or any of our other branches in Cass City, Caseville, or Bay City. Check us out on the web at thumbnational.com. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Cass City High School, where the Lakers JV defeated Cass City 34-30. We're just getting ready here for tip-off and the starting laps and all them fun things before the varsity game here. Mary Lee, first of all, congratulations to you and your Lady Blue Stars there on the share of the title in the North. Now, I don't do this right. The North Central Thumb North League. Can they make that any more longer? You're going to share that with Iron Gate. Congratulations to the Iron Gate Bulldogs also. It's their first since 2002, so it's been 9 years since they won one. And, you know, it's tough Sienna, but it's nice that you at least got a piece of it there.
You know what? I am so happy, and I thank the kids because I just had a ton of fun, just a ton of fun. And for them to have a new coach, whole new system, they were sponges throughout the year, and they're still learning, and they love to learn, and they work very hard, and I really appreciate everything that they've done up there. So.
Well, good luck to you guys. You open up your district play on Monday the 28th, next Monday at home, hosting Caseville, and then sitting waiting for the winner of that is Kindy North Huron. Also, congratulations again to the co-champions, the Bulldogs.